You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives.
In one of the most inhospitable regions of the world, a desert straddling the border of Kenya and Ethiopia, a nomadic people known as the Gabra track the passage of the seasons with strict ritual observances. It's one way to find a rhythm of life while living in an unpredictable environment. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Right now, we're listening to music associated with one of the Gabra's seasonal celebrations.
There is so much that is unreliable about their life. The rain is capricious, it doesn't come very often, and if it comes, it might come in one place and not in another.
John Wood is a professor of anthropology at Emory University.
And then in a sense, by having a very organized liturgical year that imposes a kind of order on the seasons and a kind of order on the universe and an order in their relations with the divine, perhaps they're seeking to impose a kind of order that they don't experience, in fact. That certainly was my sense being with them, that there is so much that is capricious about their life, except that they are very particular about rituals and prayers and that they be done in the right way and in the right order. And so one sense is that they're trying to kindle a sense of order and a sense of security out of a life that is otherwise very capricious and dangerous and hostile.
Transcripts of this and other programs in our series, please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.